He's going to take it himself. He's going to bootleg it and score. Andrew Luck from 6 yards out. 10-5. Touchdown, Kobe Fleener.
You know, it's a long season. You prepare as hard every week.
Kicked off by Darius Butler. He's going
to
score.
We feel we have the pieces in place to make a run.
What a throw. What a catch.
We got to stick to the process.
Andrew will give it to Trent Richards. A touchdown.
We don't give up. Keep fighting all four quarters.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Daily Update. Well, this will be the first time in a long time we won't be announcing Reggie Wayne as a starter at wide receiver for the Colts. The unfortunate accident that happened, and he's got an ACL, he's had the surgery, he's getting better, rehabbing in Miami. He'll be back here as soon as he possibly can. He doesn't want to get away from football at all. So Reggie won't be able to play, but he'll be part of that locker room. You can guarantee it on Sunday against the Houston Texans. The Colts want to win for their down star, and, you know, Reggie will lend a hand wherever he can. I think if you heard the show last night, Chuck Pagano said he texted Chuck during the Sunday games 10 or 15 times. He's staying right in it. And that's exactly what you would have expected from Reggie Wayne. But how do you move on? Well, Chuck says you got to stick to the process in the offense.
I think we just kind of stick with what we're doing. You know, things might change in certain downs, distances, things like that. You know, obviously, you know, our quarterback had a high comfort level with him, you know, on any down, particularly third down. So, you know, we've got guys that we can plug in. Again, you can't replace a guy like Reggie, but again, we feel good about the guys that we have and feel like they'll come in and they'll do what they have to do to help us win this game.
One of the guys who can step up is Darius Heyward-Bey. He's an outstanding receiver. He will be, in all likelihood, the number one target for the Colts, and because he's the senior. T.Y. Hilton also will be right there. But Andrew Luck said he's very confident that DHB can step in and help now that Reggie's out.
No, absolutely. I mean, he's a tireless worker, hard worker. And, you know, I think he's really starting to find his rhythm as well. A great teammate. You know, I was real happy for him to get that first touchdown, sort of get that monkey off your back, if you will. And you know, I expect to, you know, I think we all, you know, offensively, we're excited about him, still am, and, you know, expect big things from him.
Darius Heyward-Bey and T.Y. Hilton, they're two outstanding receivers. They've got a chance now to step up and be a great tandem because that's exactly what they are. And Chuck Pagano talked about mixing the two up in the lineup.
We're going to mix it up. He knows all the spots. DHB knows all the spots. When we go with two receiver sets, you know, those two will be the guys that are on the field. And then we go three receiver sets or whatever, then, you know, we can move them around. You know, certainly he can play outside, he can play inside. He knows all the spots.
The Colts practiced yesterday, and it was a little over an hour. It was just getting the rust off of the bye week. But it was a really good practice for most everybody. The energy level was high. Most everybody was on the field and practicing, which is good because the Colts had a number of guys hurt in that Denver game. But Andrew Luck talked about having to flip the switch from the bye week to focus on the Texans.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it's, you know, these are the reigning division champs. I know from our perspective as an offense, you know, great defense, maybe the best defense in the NFL. So, I don't think there is or will be any problem of flipping the switch and getting back on. And I don't think guys really turned it off completely either. It's great to relax, great to, you know, get your mind off of things. But, you know, we're excited for this week and a great test down in Houston.
Andrew was absolutely right. The Colts controlled the AFC South for a long time. Houston's won the last 2 years. And Chuck Pagano talked about just what Andrew did. Consider Houston the defending champions.
Absolutely. We'd be crazy to look at it any differently, you know. That's exactly how we got to treat it. Again, everybody's good. We know how good this football team is, and I got the number one defense in the league, and got playmakers both sides of the ball, and got runners, got receivers. If they go with the young quarterback, you know, we saw him do a nice job, you know, last week, and give him a chance to win on the road in a tough, you know, hostile environment to play. So whoever they go, we'll get ready for all of them, and it's like every one of them. It's going to take everything we got to go down there and play well and try to get a victory down there.
The young quarterback Chuck was talking about, Case Keenum, is going to start. He had a really good game against Kansas City. Houston lost by 1 point, so it's going to be tough. There's a big, long injury list with the Houston Texans. Only count one player out, Brian Cushing. He's on IR. Everybody else, I guarantee you they're going to find a way to play because Houston is playing for their playoff lives. We'll be back, and after the break, we'll go over the injury report for the Colts, hear from a few seasoned veterans on defense on why you cannot take the Texans lightly despite their 2-5 record.
Indianapolis Colts tickets for all three December home games are on sale now. Tickets are available at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, all Ticketmaster ticket centers, or you can order by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. You still have a chance to see the December 1st game against the Tennessee Titans, the December 15th contest against the Houston Texans, and on December 29th, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't wait. Only a limited number of tickets are being made available for these three AFC South games.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamy sent you.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch. We're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site, and that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive, 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
Colts fans, be sure to visit the Colts premier pregame party location before each home game this season. American Family Insurance Touchdown Town is free and open to the public 3 hours before kickoff. Enjoy the live music, $3 drink specials, and local food trucks. Explore Colts in Motion, run through the Play 60 Zone, and visit our sponsors for exciting giveaways. Touchdown Town is located on the north end of Lucas Oil Stadium along South Street. For more information, log on to Colts.com.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Welcome back to the show, and Colts get ready for the Houston Texans. The Texans, again, reigning division champions, although they're 2-5 this year. They've lost 5 in a row. Colts would love to make it 6. How healthy are the Colts? Well, Chuck Pagano gave us an injury update yesterday.
Guys, we got listed doubtful right now. There's Josh Gordy dealing with the groin, and Delano Howell with the neck. Day-to-day's Greg Toler and Cam Johnson. Toller's got the groin. He'll be day-to-day, and Cam Johnson's dealing with the ankle. And then Bjorn was back out there today. Werner was limited in practice, so he's day-to-day.
No practice for the Colts today, so that injury report stays very, very much the same. Again, we've been talking the whole show about don't take Houston lightly. Robert Mathis, who's having an unbelievable year. He is certainly a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, leads the league with 11.5 sacks. He said this Texan team is still dangerous.
They are a dangerous team, point blank, period. Their scheme, the things they do well. They do well. So make no mistake about it, we're not looking at their records because they are the two-time AFC South champions. So, and we respect them as such.
Their counterpart, J.J. Watt, who led the league in sacks a year ago, has only 4.5 this year. Only was in quotation marks. But he's had 2 in the last game. So he's coming back. They miss Connor Barwin, perhaps. They'll miss Brian Cushing. They're still the number one defense in the league. Corey Redding is not assuming a thing about the Texans and their bad record.
No, you can't assume nothing. This is a team who is very dangerous, playmakers on both sides of the ball. They're one of the AFC South the last 2 years. I can't say nothing but positive things about this team and this organization, because they've proven it time and time again. And so you cannot underestimate them. I don't care who's hurt. They will be up on Sunday. You got to expect their best. And that's what we're gearing up for. We know what kind of fight we're going into. We know what kind of atmosphere we about to roll down into. And we're ready for the challenge. You know, we're going to go down there and continue to keep doing what we're doing. Working our stuff, work our craft, get on top of this tape, get our bodies right, and get a good game plan and go down there and execute it well so we can come back with a victory.
Darius Butler, what a game he played against Wes Welker the other day. And he said the benefit that the Colts have, they've planned for Houston for the last 2 weeks.
I would say help physically, you know, more than anything. You know, you can't, you know, overdo it when it comes to watching film and you know, tendencies and things like that. Because obviously, you know, the coaches are good, just like the players are good in this league, and they'll switch it up. So, you know, getting healthy. You know, we had, a perfect bye week. You know, week 8 was a perfect time to have a bye week. We had a lot of guys banged up. So, you know, just getting back out there 100% and, you know, that we can go out there and fight with our best punch.
Ryan Grigson's made some roster moves this week. At the moment, Griff Whalen is on the active roster. He technically replaces Reggie Wayne man for man. Griff has a great familiarity with Andrew Luck, and we asked him if that helps him on the active roster.
Definitely, yeah. There's just, like, so much history, just kind of understanding each other. You never know when it comes in handy, but it does a lot, just that understanding.
Coach Pagano mentioned that Bjorn Werner was back on the field. He looked like his old self when he was not actually on the field. He was running, so he looks healthy again, and we asked him how he stayed focused during that injury.
Honestly, it's pretty easy because, like, you know, the atmosphere around the playoffs is just awesome, and I didn't take anything negative, so it's just like, you know, just really motivated to go back out there and just help, you know. You're doing such a great job without me, you know, but I'm trying to be back, so hopefully I can be at least a factor. So that's my goal.
At least a factor. Bjorn got a half a sack just before the injury. He's looking for his first full sack. He'd love it against the Houston Texans. One thing to note, though, Case Keenan was not sacked at all by Kansas City, and the Chiefs lead the league in sacks. He rolls out, throws a lot on the run. He'll be interesting to watch on Sunday night. And that's it for the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
What's up? It's Pat McAfee for More Restoration. If you've ever had an unexpected fire or flood, you know exactly what it feels like to be standing on your own goal line facing a rough and tough defense when it's fourth and long. When you feel like punting due to a fire or flood, don't kick with a company you've never heard of. Call the company the pros call. Call the company I called. Call More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts. I've had my pals from More Restoration and Mikasa, and you shouldn't think twice about having them to yours. More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts, and numero uno, Pat McAfee.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your little league coaches, the first to volunteer, people you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors, part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future, putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry. Skilled and principled. Union by choice.
The Indiana American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the Hoosier State. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We're their voice when they feel no one is there to help them. We have always been there to ensure they receive the help and benefits they deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. Contact the Indiana American Legion online at indianalegion.org or call 317-630-1300. Find out how you can join us as we continue to serve America.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
We are Colts Strong. As the official LASIK provider of the Colts, 2020 Institute wants you to see every play, every victory without glasses or contacts. Choose our LASIK assurance plan before October 25th and save $500. Special financing is also available. For details, visit 2020indy.com or call 317-2020-NOW. LASIK has risks. Discuss them with a doctor before having any procedure. 2020 Institute, where you'll see 2020 after LASIK or it's free.